You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store.
Hi, this is Moby, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. You tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. The show is Flash Talks Cash. We're about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming, with my co-host, Andrew, my son, Newman.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about the guy we have here in the studio with
us. Well, we'll talk about our guests today.
That guy.
Let's just talk about the engineers in the booth. We have the one and only Jack Inslee. Hello. He's back. Jack is back.
Yes.
And we have a new guy named Joey G.
Yeah. Joey G.
Joey G.
Good thing we're in Brooklyn, or else I don't think that would fly anywhere else.
Joey G's a new man on the, new boy on the
Where's
block.
Where's Joey G from?
I don't know.
Joey
Baltimore.
G. Baltimore?
Baltimore. Baltimore.
Okay.
All right. So let's just go over some housekeeping where we broadcast live every Thursday from 4:30 to 5. If you can't tune in while we're streaming live, we're always archived on the website. You can listen to all the episodes anytime. And you can always download a podcast through iTunes, and it's free. What else do we have to say? I think that's it. Our show today is What's Up with Gas Prices. And our only guest today, is Michaelis Carlos.
Oh. This is the most he's ever going to talk, I think, on a show.
Carlos, if you have been following the show, is usually in the booth with Jack, but today he's on the other side of the door.
I can't wait to see what Carlos is going to provide us with today.
He's going to talk to us about about what he knows about alternative fuels. So let's talk about
this is going to go down.
No. Let's get serious, boys. Okay. This is a serious topic. Okay.
We're serious people talking about serious issues.
Well, sometimes we're fun.
No, we're not.
Sometimes we're light.
We're not.
Today it's a serious topic because as I research, you know, I noticed, and I'm like everybody else now, that the prices have been creeping up, and I'm like, what's up with the gas prices?
What's the current price of a gallon of gas?
The average in the country.
It's about $4 out here.
No, it's $3.73, and if you're in California, it's $4.32.
I was speaking to a woman on the phone in West Virginia 2 days ago, and she was complaining about how it's over $4 down there. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, it depends on their tax structure, you know, for the gasoline taxes by state.
Still, you know, the average income is what in this country?
$49,000 or something.
If that's for households, I believe. It's not for individuals.
Right.
So, like, if you're paying $4 a gallon and you have to commute to work and you can't write that off, that's a big chunk of your money.
No kidding. And so, I noticed that the gas prices were creeping up, and you know, I've been through this before, and I didn't give it much thought. And as I started to research and hear what's going on, there's a lot going on behind these increased oil prices. There's a lot of politics going on behind these. It's always politics. You know, back in the 70s, the OPEC had created this cartel, and they all said, we're not going to produce, and we're going to up the price, and we're going to become bazillionaires. And they did. And since the 70s, they've been riding that wave, and it's been a good wave for them. They're making gazillion dollars. And we're paying. So it goes up and it goes down. But now it's up again. And what's going on behind the scenes is that Iran. It's all about Iran right now. The U.S. and European countries have imposed sanctions against Iran, and so because they think that Iran, well, everybody seems to think Iran has nuclear weapons.
I don't understand why that's such a threat.
Nuclear weapons.
Yeah, because
do you know who Ahmadinejad is?
I do. And
I hear he's quite a nut.
Crazy, right?
He's quite a nut.
I understand, but even still, you're gonna die. Like if you attack us, it's a mutually assured destruction that has been going on for.
But that's a terrible thing. Everyone.
I understand, but you know what? It's like what other deterrent do you have other than if you attack me, I can attack you and hurt you worse. I'm not saying it's a good deterrent. It's not, but it's the only thing we have. Other than these sanctions, but even that is not going to limit him because he still has resources and other allies and people he can talk to and increase his revenues by selling oil to other people who aren't going to listen to embargoes.
What good are revenues if everybody's dead? So that's kind
no,
of...
No, I'm saying he's not worried about embargoes or any of this other stuff because he has alternative revenue streams from people who aren't going
to
listen to that.
No, actually, they're really starting to suffer from these sanctions.
And but he still has plenty of money, and he can probably funnel enough into his nuclear arms.
Yeah, but, you know, money can't buy things when people are refusing to sell you those things.
Look at Cuba. They still manage to survive in this.
Barely.
Yeah.
It's 60 years. It's 60 years they've been doing this, and now they're finally coming out of it. But Iran's only been doing this for, 20 years? They're going to keep riding this out.
Well, one of the differences between Cuba and Iran is Cuba is a little island all by itself, and Iran is surrounding...
resources.
Right, Iran is surrounded by all sorts of countries with all different trades. And
exactly.
So I don't think that's possible to treat an island the same way as a country
that's
in the middle.
It's hard to isolate them. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. It's harder to isolate this kind of country because of their abundance of resources and their location and the fact that there are people on both sides who would still be willing to trade with them.
So the European countries have stopped buying some of the oil. Some countries have not stopped buying the oil. China is still trading
exactly.
and buying. But the country has beginning to feel the sanctions, and they're beginning to weaken. And I guess Hillary Clinton's over there trying to, you know, get things smoothed out. And we know that, you know, he's a very difficult, temperamental guy to deal with. And you don't want to piss him off because he could go kaboom. And besides just shooting rockets off, I think the big standoff is between Israel and Iran. And if Israel gets into it with Iran, U.S. is right there.
Isn't Iran still backing Syria as well at this point?
Syria has its own problems. They have
I know most of the other Arab countries have isolated Syria, but Iran is still friends with Syria,
correct.
So that's creating a new little...
So it's a giant hot pot over
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
A giant hot pot.
Well, what's changed in the last 40 years?
Well, no, but it's more difficult now than you know, things go up and down, and things are quite up right now. Things are quite, you know, on a teetering
people
on danger.
People are express themselves more now than they've ever.
Well,
had.
The world is different too. I mean, there's access to instantaneous communications, and so what's going on is known immediately, you know, everywhere. So that we've talked about before, as far as that goes. But you know, it's very, very serious. So with that, there is a pullback in supply. Because no one's buying from Iran, and well, many countries have stopped, and the other countries have not automatically upped their production, and they have this cartel mentality, so they like to keep the demand high and the prices high, and when they feel they can squeeze, they go there and they squeeze. Some countries are less to squeeze, so we're stuck with paying the high prices. And if this doesn't end and summertime comes, usually our prices go up in the summer. So we're looking at a possibility of $5 a gallon and who knows where.
Well, aren't these prices already artificially like
they're artificially
low?
No, they're artificially high. Because
isn't it usually the other, like, you know, in England and everywhere else, they're playing like
they tax
like €6. For, you know,
it's higher taxes based on congestion and things like that.
Yeah,
but haven't we like been subsidized so much that we're so used to $3? Like that, this is probably the normal place.
Well, we're sitting on reserves, as are the OPEC cartel members.
Mm-hmm.
That it's also like the diamond industry where you artificially limit your supplies, inflating
your
prices,
price. Mm-hmm.
So that all these people are sitting on extensive stockpiles of their products, but they want to keep their prices as high as they can so they can create more income for themselves. We've been taxing less so that we can offset the pricing so it doesn't get up to $5 or $6 like it is in Europe, where they don't want people driving as much,
right?
Yeah.
So that they can limit the amount of people driving so that they keep the prices artificially
right.
high and tax it at a higher rate. We don't do that here.
Right.
So that's what so at this point, as the prices are increasing, the taxes are remaining the same, so the prices are going up on us. If they wanted to, they could reduce the tax price. Or the real main thing is
how much of it is taxed. Yeah,
I don't know the exact figures on the taxes.
Do they tell anyone? Or
yeah,
is that
it's all available
on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, and it's quite high. The taxes are quite high. I would bet you.
So like an actual, you know, barrel or like
a barrel of oil.
Like, it must be 95.
I think
now.
It's
no,
think
it's
like
104 or something.
Is it that high?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know it could be lower.
Yeah,
if they wanted to.
No, it could be lower. It was, you know, with trade, the normal when we got used to things, it was like $70 a barrel, and it creeped up and went to the $3 a a gallon. Now it's up close to four for most of us, and it's $104. And you know the people are predicting it could go up to $140 a barrel, which would then be a $5 a gallon gas for us. You know,
so Andrew, what are alternatives?
So what are our alternatives? Okay, so we have Carlos has his idea.
The one that's right now is the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, the Keystone Pipeline.
Are trying to fight.
Right.
I don't think both sides. I don't think finding more oil.
Oh, no,
I
agree, but that's, I mean...
Well, it's interesting.
Right now, like, the mentality of, like, we have to be dependent off foreign oil, not even just off oil. It's just...
Uh-huh.
So you know, there is a lot... There's no shortage of oil in the world right now.
No.
But the problem is, there's enough oil to last. You know, we've only used up one-third of the reserves in all of our time. But we've only really been using oil for about 100 years since the automobile and the engines were discovered. There's another, you know, two-thirds left. So... But the problem is we keep increasing our usage. So we can't maintain the growth that we have been going for the first 100 years. We're going to run out. And now with China and India on board, producing at levels that are brand new to the world.
At the level. Yeah, consuming
at levels that you know we've never seen before, and we're going to run out of oil in like 50 years or something. It depends on how much use we get. And the other, the big factor is not only running out of oil. What is it doing to our environments? Right, you know, our greenhouse gases is growing at ridiculous rates, and the Chinese aren't on board to do anything about it. They're just going full steam ahead as if they don't even know what the term greenhouse gases means. Well, Chinese are just...
Global warming is a myth.
I don't know.
Look at the Maldives, then.
I know. Well, you know...
I don't know what that means. What's the Maldives?
It's this island that... Yes. It's this island country, but they've slowly been sinking, and now they're, like, actually really, really in danger of,
are
like...
Are they off Africa? In the Indian Ocean?
Like, Fiji Islands, yeah. I think. I could be wrong.
So they're contaminated.
So this is
the guy went to the UN. Is like, you have to, like, you can come here and look. Like, our country won't be here in like 7 years.
And what's their?
And
problem?
They're like, oh,
they're
no, like
contaminated. No, they're polluted.
About, no, the elevation of the sea levels.
Oh, because of global warming. Yeah. Because of greenhouse gases. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like,
so it's not their problem.
Sinking.
It's not their fault. I'm saying.
No.
It's all everybody's fault. Yeah.
It's a dissipation of the.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. So that's very interesting. So we have this climate problem. More important, I think. Well, it depends on what part of the world you're talking to. What's more important, the greenhouse gas problem or running out of oil reserves, right? So.
Well, there are alternatives.
Well, that's what we got to talk about. But why aren't alternatives happening? We've been talking about alternatives for 40 years. Solar power, wind power.
I'm talking about electric cars.
Electric cars. Why are there only like, you know, very small percentage of cars on the road using electric engines?
Because of politics. Because of Detroit. Because of all their clout.
I don't know.
Yes, that's why it was crushed 20 years ago when they started making electric cars.
Oh, that movie, Who Killed the Electric Car?
Well, they started, that wasn't the first electric car, but it was one of them. You know, they still have, what is it, the Lotus is all electric or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. There are electric alternatives that they have been able to produce, but the businesses do not want it. You're killing complete
industries
in this country then.
Well, that's one of the issues. The green jobs that... Obama proposed when he was campaigning and since he's been in office. If he got through his legislation for the green jobs, it would be the job loss on the car industry and the oil and gas industry would be so great that it wouldn't offset the amount of jobs he would generate in the green industry. So that's one big problem as far as that goes. But I'm talking more about the technology. You know, I've been around the block a long time, and we've been talking about the alternative industry, energy industry, and yet I still don't see anything viable out there, really viable to consumers.
There may be some things viable out there, but you don't see
it. Don't know
what a lot of these people will come up with, you know, great ideas, and then companies, big companies who feel threatened will come out and then buy the patents off. Like, you know, you pay some guy like $2 million.
Like
ExxonMobil. As soon as you own the patent, you don't have to release it for like 30
some. You do whatever
years.
You want with it. You can do whatever you want.
So you don't even have to public. Like, it's just in their library of, like, you know.
So that's what goes on? Does that go on? The companies going by people's patents for new technology.
They have people that like are always going through because you know you have to submit it to a patent clerk and all that stuff's open to the public.
Yes. I also think they're also pricing them out then, because to develop a new technology and put a new product on the market is very, especially of this scale, would be very expensive, labor intensive, and the cost would have to be offset over the life of the product. Like if you put out an electric car, it's a lot of money to develop that car, to put in the infrastructure for the charging, all the stuff that would have to take place. And that would take a large capital outlay.
Yes.
And it's hard to create a market for that if then car companies say, oh crap, they want to put out this electric car that would completely dominate the industry because everyone could get free or cheaper fuel or supply.
Yep.
So they just make their cars cheaper so that car cannot be manufactured. Why would you want that guy on the market until you have your own? And that's when they come in and purchase the product.
Well, that's what's going on now. The Leaf, Chevy does a Leaf.
The Volt. All these things are coming out there. Yes, it just took them a long time to develop the technology where they could sustain their models and their business products so that they could make money on it. And what they would do is go around and buy someone's patent or idea and say,
We're
sitting on this until we know we can make money off of it.
Or we'll never release this because it'll interfere with our revenue streams.
It would completely destroy the infrastructure that they have in place and cost them a lot more money to develop a whole new infrastructure for to support that product.
Okay. But I still think electric's a stepping stone.
Well, isn't there also natural gas and solar?
We're going to talk about hydrogen. Let's take a break now and come back and talk about what's really out there, the alternatives, okay?
I've been waiting for years to buy a brand new Cadillac. But now that I've got one, I want to send it right back.
This program was sponsored by White Oak Pastures. The Harris family has lived and farmed White Oak Pastures for 145 years. They are committed to sustainable land stewardship and humane animal stockmanship. Their mission? We take care of the land and the herd, and they take care of us. For more information about their cattle and their farm, visit whiteoakpastures.com.
I went to my local dealer to see if he could set me straight. Said there's a little gas going, but you have to wait for the office of red hot speed.
Okay, we're back. Flash Talks Cash. We got Carlos in the house.
Get that Echo Tiger.
Who's the expert today on alternative fuels.
No expert.
And we
disclaimer right here. Please.
And we're talking about what's up with the gas prices. So now we're going to talk about, well, if we have other options to gas, what are they and why aren't we, and what's going on with that industry?
Hydrogen.
So, hydrogen?
That's going to be pretty much the only way I see it.
I don't understand what you do with hydrogen. You put that in your gas tank, you build a new engine.
You make fuel cells, only produces water.
Oh, are those hydrocarbons? What are hydrocarbons?
Hydrocarbons are what's put out in your exhaust. Like, they're this multi... We can go into the chemistry later, but hydrogen is you make a fuel cell.
I don't think they believe you in there, Carlos. I don't think Jack believes you that you know what you're saying right now.
I don't know.
Carlos, please explain. Give it to us. Come on, let's hear it.
No, it says, I'll tell you what it says. Hydrocarbons.
It's a complex, like, carbon chain that has hydrogens on it, and it's made when you burn gas.
Okay. Well, maybe he's right.
That's what you, like your emissions?
Yeah.
No, that's not hydrocarbons.
I believe him, for the record.
I can't say that that's wrong. I cannot say
can I just read the sentence and then we'll see if that makes sense? It says 85% of the world's energy comes from hydrocarbons, 35% oil, 30% coal, and 20% natural gas.
So I think you just made that
when
up,
you
Carlos.
Add
I
heat.
Think you just made that up.
I don't know. I don't understand what hydrocarbons is. Hydrocarbons is a general term for all the different kinds of fuels that we could
use. If it has like multiple carbons and those carbons have hydrogen.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe he does.
No, he does.
I think he might know what he's talking about. Okay. So we get most of our energy from oil, 35%, so that we still get 30% from coal. Now, coal is a big problem. There's no such thing as clean coal, and they haven't kept up with
technology.
Have
you seen those commercials, by the way?
Yeah, right. No, I haven't, but I know
they're pretty hilarious.
There's no such thing as clean coal. So using coal in the old-fashioned coal Well, furnaces.
Well, don't they have scrubbers in the...
It ain't. It's just... It's
horrific.
I don't
know what that does, but... I never understood the concept. They always said there's scrubbers in the chimneys.
I guess that's an attempt to clean up all the pollution that it generates.
It's cleaner than regular coal, so they're using that to say, like, oh, it's clean coal, but it's still terrible. Like, turkey bacon. It's not bacon.
Well,
is
it mostly China's fuels?
I don't know. But and then there's natural gas. Natural gas is growing as an option. America has...
You still need natural gas because that all comes from, like, when you tap oil. That's where it's all coming from.
No, it's not.
No. It's coming now from the shale. Yeah. A lot of it.
Because we use a lot of natural... We have a large supply of natural gas in America, but we don't have oil. So I don't think they're synonymous.
We have oil offshore in the ocean.
Well, it's still small.
Yeah, it's true. We got a lot of natural gas, and now we have this thing going on called fracking,
Love fracking.
What the word is great, right? Everybody likes the word; it makes you smile. But
fracking.
But
I heard fracking.
However, you know, it's got mixed reviews. I mean, it's pulling out a lot of gas out of the mountains.
It completely destroys the environment.
Right. Yeah. It destroys the environment. And the people who live around the mountains
that are being affected. Here about fracking.
Many, many.
Really? We talk about fracking a lot here?
A lot.
Yes.
It's a huge deal because all these people that live in upstate and the Catskills.
All the farmers and things like that.
Polluted. They have all... It's running in their water. It's running
what
in
exactly
their soil.
Is fracking?
Well,
so it's a combination of water and this, like, these little tiny little beads, and they pressurize it, like they drill all the way down, and then to a certain point they just use really high pressure water
and, like, blow out
and these chemicals.
Oh, and they're chemicals too.
Yeah, along with the chemicals, and then they're
able to capture the gas.
Like, instead of going this way, they can drill...
Well, nobody can understand what you're talking about on radio.
You don't drill down, you drill horizontally.
We're on radio, Carlos. You can't.
So you fracture the rock.
I got it.
Where the fracking.
But the problem is the gas is now escaping into the soil. The chemicals may be going into the soil.
Your well water.
Their well water. So people have now, I've seen it on TV, where people can light a match to their faucet it goes on fire. So, but of course, the gas companies are saying this.
Wait, so is that bad for you to drink natural gas?
Yeah, I would guess it would be, right?
You sure?
I don't know.
Would you inhale natural gas?
We inhale it all the time, I think. Don't we?
Isn't that part of the carbon monoxide issue? If natural gas burning CO2 is from natural gas, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't think...
I'm not a scientist. I'm a tax person. I'm a money person. So what should we do? And then there's the electric cars. And those electric cars have been around. And as Andrew explained, that maybe the big motor companies haven't been so eager to release their electric car models. But they're doing it now. Tesla came along and put out a Roadster electric car, which goes about 200...
Tesla, that's the one Tesla. Lotus. Tesla. They've been around for years doing electric cars.
Not many years.
It's not just commercially, it's a cool idea. But
well, it's a very expensive sports car. And then they also have a sedan now. The issue with the thing about the Tesla, the good thing about the Tesla, it's a sharp looking car, but it had the range of miles is about 2 to 250 miles on one charge. The lesser models, the Chevy and the Fords and whatever, are only going about 70 to 80 miles before you have to recharge. Now, it depends on your needs. If you have a long commute,
and
you're not going to make it.
My problem, why I think, like, you still got to plug in your car. And where is that energy coming from?
Build those
mostly in America? Coal.
Well, that's where we have to create alternatives.
Like you have
solar,
to go up to the
solar and hydro. Wind.
So, hydrogen.
Well, hydrogen. Well, Carlos.
You know, electric sounds
how
nice
do you
now,
create,
but
they have not figured out how to make
hydrogen fuel cells. Yes, they have a lot of California.
Large,
you can go. They have
large
hydrogen,
large scale production.
It's the whole. Imagine the thing is like you said. You're gonna have to change infrastructure.
We're imagining now, Carlos. We're imagining these solutions.
I'm saying they haven't. It's like imagine. At some point, you're going to have to replace every gas pump with a hydrogen pump, and that's going to be insane to do.
Well, they're going to have to do it.
And the thing is, it's also, people are scared because it's very
dangerous.
Isn't
hydrogen very, it's a very,
like,
volatile
right now it's
substance.
Safe, but, like, there's the whole idea that, like, you know, if you got in a really bad accident, it would be like a mini,
like
Hindenburg.
Explosion, yeah.
Like, you know.
Oh.
Hydrogen is a very volatile substance.
Worse than gas
but
in
when
oil.
You get, like, the reaction that you get from... Like, the efficiency of the reaction is, like, 95%.
I understand
whereas
that.
Like,
so they
gasoline,
have to contain
you have, like, maybe, like, 7 or 8%.
So
that, like,
but why not just use electric and have better batteries?
Well, they have because
work. Better batteries are, like, they're not going to
they're going to
be
on
the
it.
Answer.
Well,
like,
maybe a dual system. Yeah. Maybe a dual system
they where have, you and all the chemicals you need well, they to have, make batteries and once your batteries die,
you replace a battery. It's like any other thing.
Yeah, but where do you throw out the dead batteries?
Yeah, right.
It's going to be like
where are we throwing out all the crap we have now, Carlos? Like, let alone
fresh kills?
Yes. Not anymore.
Yes.
Well, I think it's in Virginia now.
But, everywhere.
There are so many things that we're throwing out that are really bad for the environment anyway. Yes. If you become more efficient in your production and the battery life and things like that where they will last longer, you won't throw them out. And then also you can make them from materials that are not as harmful. Joanne wants to stop talking about this. Are we doing number nuts or something?
Yeah, we are.
Renewable. But you still need all the materials to make those. Like, eventually you're going to run out of what, like...
Batteries?
Yes.
You're going to run out?
You're not going to run out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Let's do...
Have you been wanting to sing that as long as this has been going on?
I always sing it when I'm here.
Let's do number nuts. Okay, boys. We got a lot of boys in the house tonight.
Where my boys at? Row!
Carlos, we should have Carlos on like once a month, I think.
I'm down with it.
Well, okay. Well, we'd have to find a subject that he's an expert in. And I think we found one today. Okay, boys.
Drinking.
I want to know, in this world, what are the top 10 countries where gasoline is cheapest and how much do they pay?
Venezuela. Oh,
Venezuela, number one, damn, Carlos.
Really?
But Carlos,
think
part
about
B.
It. That's where all... Most
how much do they pay
for
how much
America?
I think Carlos is overqualified to work at Heritage Radio.
How much
do you have a bachelor's in music?
Yeah, me too.
How much do you think they pay in Venezuela for a gallon of gas?
Dollar, in American
dollar
dollars?
$50.
American dollars?
$1.50.
American dollars.
American dollars.
77 cents.
How much, Carlos?
97.
75.
$1.50?
Yeah.
No, 18 cents a gallon.
Damn.
Yeah. We got to go to...
God
of damn. Course, they have no health care and no housing, but they got cheap gas.
And they're ruled
gas.
By a
they're
complete they're fucking
Hugo Chavez.
Yep, they got Chavez.
All right, is he getting kicked out or something?
Oh, I don't think so.
Can you really kick... I mean...
Okay, can we go to another country? Where else is cheap
Saudi
gas?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, number two. How much do they pay?
32 cents.
32. What do you say, Carlos? Jack?
54.
54.
75.
48 cents. Carlos was close. Okay. Where else do we got some cheap gas? What other country?
Libya.
Libya, number three. Very
damn,
good, Drew.
Boom.
But
this
how
is
much,
shocking.
How much
dropping
do you,
knowledge on you,
how Jones. Much? How much do they pay in Libya?
54 cents.
Oh, my God. Right on.
Yeah, Carlos.
You ought to go by.
I just stole Carlos's answer.
And he's not cheating today. Sometimes he cheats. All right. Another country.
How many? We're doing 10?
10. You got 3. You got 3. Top 3 already so far. Come on, boys.
Jordan.
Jordan? No, I don't think so.
Not even a shot.
No, no.
Dubai.
Dubai is not a country.
United Emirates.
Yeah. We already said
Saudi
Arabia?
United Emirates. Yeah, I said Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, no, that's United Emirates. Keep going, boys. Come on. I'll give you a hint. It's in the Middle East.
Yemen. Egypt. I'm going to Yemen.
Egypt is right, Carlos. Carlos, how much do they pay in Egypt for a gallon of gas?
What number on the list is it?
They're number 8.
So
97 cents, bro. I wouldn't go over a dollar. I think everyone's
a dollar too.
This is price
okay.
Is right,
what
huh?
About you, Jack? What do you say?
I was gonna say 98 cents.
$1.14. Carlos
damn it, Carlos.
Is close. All right, where else we got some cheap gas, boys?
Mexico.
Nope.
Damn it.
No.
Canada.
Nope.
No.
Don't they have a lot of gas up there?
Well,
Russia.
No. Think mid. Oh, close, close.
Siberia.
I don't know where this country is. Is it Middle East?
Azerbaijan.
Or can I say
Azerbaijan?
No.
Damn it.
Turkmenistan? Is that an old Russian country?
Yes.
So we'll give Andrew credit for an old Russian country.
Yes, I got credit.
And how much do they pay in Turkmenistan? Number 4 on the list.
60 cents.
Close. What else? What do you say, Carlos?
63.
No.
What are you giving it away? I guess it's under 60, Jack.
Jack?
No.
It's a two-man race. I'm out of
72
this.
Cents. Where else, boys?
Can you just give us the answers?
You
how much time
know?
Do you have left?
Okay. We got 5 more to go. You got Bahrain?
Joe says China.
No China. Kuwait?
Nice.
Kuwait, Qatar?
Qatar.
Oman.
I thought Oman was in Jordan, though.
No, Oman is its own country. And we got Algeria. So, boys, you got 5 out of 10. But, Andrew, I was really impressed that you got one right on the button. But, Carlos, you were pretty impressive, too. I got one
thanks,
more
Mom.
Thing to tell you guys before you go. Before we close up about what's up with gasoline prices.
Don't take my mom.
I have a little suggestion.
What's
when
that,
gasoline
mom?
Prices are
I'm gonna,
sky
I'm
high.
I'm just going to keep calling her mom. What's
get an unlimited ask your mom, Metro card.
Ask your mom for money.
Go get a gas card with rewards for gasoline. You know, there are
that's
the gas
idea.
Cards.
Costco.
You go get, they give away 5% on gas purchases, or they give you up to 3%.
Stop and Shop does that.
There's a variety.
Hey, any of you guys in the studio actually drive? Yeah?
No. I do. I have a car.
What do you drive?
She has two cars.
Well,
Trader.
No, I only own one car.
Is
my
it
boyfriend.
Fuel efficient?
Wait, my car is a 9-year-old Honda CRV. It's all okay. Right. It's okay.
It's a 4-cylinder car. It's
I'm
not
rocking a 95 Nissan Sentra.
You own a car?
What's the danger car get?
Yeah, I do.
Mileage.
It's more of a go kart.
It's more of a danger kart.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And the next car I would buy would be at least a hybrid, and try to do an electric car. But I think technology has a little more.
I was
going to
go with a Suburban personally. If I ever bought a car.
Or how about a Hummer, Drew? Why don't you just go with a Hummer?
Well, the Bugatti. The parking's a little rough on that.
You don't have to worry about the gunshots though when you're
in
the
one
neighborhood.
Of those little smart cars.
Seriously? What, okay.
All right.
I think we should sign off at this
I think
point.
We're going to say goodbye. I want to thank Carlos for coming in today and
I
being our
thank
lovely,
Joanne
great guest.
For having me.
And this was his virgin experience. It was a good one.
All right. I'll leave it there.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.